Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have with us Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm peachy as can be. I mean, even my peach tree is in bloom, so.
Very good.
How's your week going? Or how's it
going? It's going great, as always.
Excellent. Always glad to hear that. And always glad to hear the information you're bringing us. Kind of a potentially touchy topic, but one that definitely needs to be addressed. Adult sibling caregiver relationships.
Well, you know, one thing that we can rely on is that people change as they age, and so do their relationships with their siblings. And sometimes we can view it as an hourglass effect where we're really close in the early years, but then as the teen and the early adult years come along, we kind of grow apart because our lives are developing and unfolding. But as we age, we seem to come back together and draw closer to our siblings and maybe have less conflict because we're not competing for the attention of our parents or focusing so much on our careers and our individual families. And lots of times we come back together when the need is there to care for aging parents. And the pressure of caregiving can lead to frustration and it can lead to conflict at times. And sometimes it's because it can be hard to face the reality of a parent's failing condition. And this brings up our own fears of losing our parent or facing their own mortality. And we talked about that a little bit in my last segment. But more often than not, the sibling that is taking on most of the care may feel resentful, or an uneven distribution of caregiving duties can cause frustrations. But on the flip side of that, other siblings may feel that they're left out and not being kept up to date on things and not feeling like they're a part of the decisions that are taking place. So we really want to think about how we can keep our relationships with our siblings in a good place while we're caring for that aging parent. So how can families come together and deliver the best quality care possible for the parent? Well, when we're looking at that sibling group, what we need to keep in mind is that we need to express our feelings openly, honestly, and directly, and let our siblings know that their help is needed and their help is wanted. Everyone can play an important role in caring for our loved ones, but those roles that we provide are going to be different in nature. So dividing tasks according to individual abilities is a great way to do it. Current life pressures and personal freedoms. So it might be something as simple as assistance with errands or finances or legal work or kind of the indirect stuff might be the best option for some family members. But for other family members, it might be taking the loved one to the doctor and communicating with the doctors and other health professionals that might be involved in the caregiving process. So we're each going to have areas that we have strengths in, and helping to focus on the strengths of those individual siblings can really provide an overall good quality of care while at the same time reducing that conflict. We also want to take a time out and make sure that we're expressing our appreciation to the family members for any help that we're providing. So making sure that we make a conscientious effort to say thank you in whatever ways that we can, whether it's sending a personal note or sending a Facebook message, whatever way it is that we communicate with our siblings, communication is key and saying thank you is key. We can never hear enough thank yous in our life. Keep family members informed regarding the parent's condition and really updates on a regular basis the family member who's responsible for that coordination among the healthcare providers, is making sure that they're giving good access to information to all of the siblings involved. And then probably the biggest one is accept siblings for who they are and expect there to be difference in opinions and frustrations based on different situations that come up. You know, caregiving is not an exact science. Sometimes things come around when you least expect it. And really respecting others' perceptions and finding opportunities to compromise is going to allow us to take the best care for our loved one as possible. if communication does get a little heated, arranging a family meeting that would include an outside facilitator, it might be a friend of the family, someone who is from a faith-based community, it could be a social worker, it could be a counselor, but just reach out and get that third party in there to help figure out the situation and give some guidance on how to proceed. And then if siblings are unable to help with care, seek other assistance. So we realize that not everyone is going to be in the same situation to be able to provide care. There is a huge age gap between myself and my younger siblings. And so when we were caring for our dad, they have small children, very active in their kids' lives versus my daughter is grown and has her own family. And so I had more free time and I have a very flexible job. And so it was easier for me to do some of the hard stuff. So recognizing that siblings are not always going to be able to help with care, and when that does happen, look outside of the family for help, whether it's reaching out to friends or extended family or having home health come in and provide some care as well. So understand the dynamics of family care amongst the siblings. Be gracious, forgive those who refuse to get involved because that's going to happen, and then work through any negative emotions to take care of yourself. And we say this all the time with our Powerful Tools for Caregivers class. If we're not healthy, we cannot effectively take care of our loved ones. So move forward with grace and do the best that you can as a family caregiver, keeping those relationships with your siblings intact. And that's going to be best for your overall family and best for your loved one. If people are looking for resources and information on family caregiving, we have those available through the Extension office. Feel free to reach out to me at 913-294-4306, and I'd be happy to share those resources. Or you can visit our website at www.meredithzine.kstate.edu.
All good stuff there, Kathy. Thank you. Now, there are a lot of folks who don't have siblings, and there are people who are taking care of an older relative who's not a parent. Are we going to have a chance to talk about some things that will help them maybe in a future report?
Sure, absolutely. We're actually getting ready to do a Powerful Tools for Caregivers class. We'll be partnering with the Frontier District, so Janae and I are going to be working on that project. And it's a class that we're going to have in Ottawa, and we encourage anybody, regardless of who they're caring for, to come to that class. So there are a lot of options out there for folks who are individuals caring for a loved one, or maybe it's caring for a neighbor who doesn't have a family to help them out. So a variety of options are available, whether it's reaching out to faith-based communities or home health organizations. Doctor's offices lots of times have resources, but we share resources in the class that are available to help anyone regardless of where they're at in their journey.
Perfect. That's just what we need. Okay. Well, thank you, Kathy. And we appreciate the information, and we definitely look forward to talking to you again soon. Have yourself a good rest of the week, okay?
You do the same.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Shaw.